We'll do his reports, but he's here. He's here working and, you know, worked out in the weight room, went to the meetings, so.
Mike, we didn't get the chance to see Philip really on the field today, but what have you thought of him so far and what can he add?
Well, you know, signing Philip last week, basically really had more of a travel issue today. So he may even be here by now, I think, you know, just coming in off the practice field. So we'll have him involved in everything tomorrow and see where he is. But, I mean, he's added competition at the defensive line group. We feel he's a good fit for the 3-4 and the subgroups. So, once again, you can't have enough big guys on your football team, and we have excellent competition throughout the D-line.
What's the plan with Donald coming up, moving forward here with him back?
Well, just speaking with Donald Driver briefly, you know, he's come off of his experience, and physically he looks great, and it's not a question if we think he's in shape. We just want to be smart with him. So we're going to probably keep him in a limited role this week. Good to see him back in his real uniform. So,
realizing that you're months away from being to his side, what are the chances you keep six receivers?
Great question. I mean, our roster, you know, we'll be challenged as far as six receivers, you know, 60. I think that's something that you really get into in a training camp. You know, OTAs are very important. It's a learning phase. But I really don't think roster spots will be determined here over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, the way we play, you can make a legitimate argument for six receivers, but really overall roster, special teams will play a big part on which position's heavier than the others, always does.
I know there are some exceptions, but most of your offensive linemen play left tackle in college. I guess, what do you like about that position in college and moving them to wherever you want to move?
Well, when you break down college film, I think it's obvious that, you know, that the athletic ability required to play tackle is something that we're attracted to. Also, the ability to come in to our system, to our program, and have the ability to go tackle and move the guard. We've done that continuous in my time here, and it's something we play close attention to when we do break down the players coming out of college, you know, their ability to play guard, but can they also jump outside, you know, or play tackle and move inside. And you're always evaluating centers each year. There's really not a lot of center prospects if you're going to compare, you know, numbers as far as the pure centers that come into the league. So you're always looking for projection of an offensive lineman that has the ability to play, you know, possibly all three positions.
Mike, do you feel like you have more speed on defense?
I think we're more athletic on defense than we were this time last year. I think we're a more athletic football team than we were this time. Well, I say last year, but in the off-season programs, as I compare to our past football teams, I think it's very evident. I think it's something you can get a feel for in these OTAs. But, you know, it's important to be athletic. The NFL has evolved a little more to a more space football game, in my opinion. And I think we're definitely gives us the flexibility to play that game.
You've been so good with turnovers the last few years. And then what happens in the playoff game happens. Do you just chalk it up to is it just a bad day? Or do you maybe emphasize it differently, coach it differently?
Well, I mean, one day, one performance, I don't think it will change your core beliefs as far as how you teach fundamentals, and that is definitely the case here. But the way we performed in the Giants playoff game is not chalked up as a bad day. That's a poor performance by everybody included. So, and you have to learn from it. And, you know, like you have to look at everything that led up to that game, which we have. We have adjusted some of our drill work, our emphasis in our training environment. But it doesn't change the way we teach how you handle the football. So our demonstrations of how we're going to take care of the football and how we take it away are the same as they were the first time we came together. But I think it's like anything in a game of football. Fundamentals have to be constant within your training. They have to carry over to Sundays. And when you're not getting it done in one particular area, the only thing I know to do is to emphasize it more, and that's what we're doing.
As you stand on the practice field during OTAs and you look out over everything, what do you want to see during an OTA practice?
Well, I'm paying real close attention to the drill work just because there's some things we're doing that we haven't done in the past, little things. So just make sure that the vision and of what we talked and about as a coaching staff is occurring. So you know, you take notes on that. Personnel evaluation is something that's always ongoing. You know, try to watch different positions each day. So I'm just trying to gather as much information as I possibly can. And there's things that you definitely have a better view at in live action as opposed to watching the tape. So practice needs to look a certain way, and that's really ultimately my goal every time I step on the field.
Mike, you've emphasized ball security and forcing turnovers since you got here. But you've talked about how you're going to do some different drill work with turnovers and ball security. I think I saw like the offensive lineman fielding ground balls, and you had the defensive lineman doing some tip stuff. I don't know if this is giving away too much, but can you kind of give us an idea of what you're thinking there and what you're doing?
Well, the emphasis of the football is the number one priority in the game of football. It's stating the obvious. So everybody on our football team will enhance their training on handling a football. So, and that's really the basis of emphasizing the fundamentals of taking the ball away and taking care of it. So we've upgraded our drill work and ball security, the ball drills, the yak and tack drills, pursuit drills, and everything that are tied into the fundamentals of putting you in better position and working on your fine motor skills of handling the football.
Do you give anything up by expanding those and not being able to do other things in practice? Because I know you fumbled the ball three times on offense in the playoff game, but you fumbled the ball three times on offense all season before that. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that was just an anomaly, or as a coach you say, no, that's a big deal, we got to do that?
Well, when you view the way we played the last 3 years, it definitely is categorized as an anomaly, but I don't have the benefit of throwing the anomaly word on there. So it was a very important game, and you want to play your best in the most important games, and we did not accomplish that. So with that, we're not overreacting to it. It's a fundamental, it's a key fundamental in the game of football. So we're just spending more time at handling the ball.
Two more.
I'm sorry, who?
Graham Harrell,
he's okay.
More reps, but do you also see him getting a chance to be more of a leader, talk more to his teammates, and take that role?
Well, I'll say this about Graham. I've always been impressed with the progress he's made with every opportunity he's been given. This is clearly his best opportunity of his professional career from my view of what's gone on since he left Texas Tech. So he's getting better. He has, it's right there for him. As far as being the number two, and we definitely increased his reps. And Nick Hill, young man that I was very impressed with. I thought Nick brought a lot to the table, but just our overall roster, and how obviously a couple of signings we had, we felt this was the time to go to three quarterbacks as far as the reps and the other positions involved in that. So this is a great opportunity for Graham. He's doing well.